We are back at it again, ladies and gentlemen, with another podcast. Oh my god. Okay, well, I don't know. I have so much to talk about, but I'm gonna have to cut this one short because I have so much studying to do and I haven't started. I'm so tired. I just wanna go to bed. It's okay. Because I was thinking about this in the car, like going to school today. Literally, I think this is really good for me to do. And, like, when you get annoyed of it, you probably will because my voice is so stupid. I'll probably just keep doing it, but, like, for my own sake, because, like, I talk so much that, like, I make myself tired, which I can't do that tonight. But I'm probably already going to anyway, so. But, I guess I'll just start with my day again. History and English was so boring. We literally, like, looked over, like, some poem for, like, our test. And I was like, I want to die. It was so boring. And I didn't even understand what it was saying. I was like, I don't get this. And then I was sitting in class. And I was like, I think I want to change my major in college to history. Because I think it would be so fun being a history teacher. And then I realized that I actually have to grade homework. And, like, stuff like that. I don't think I could ever do that. I don't know. I mean, maybe I could, but, like, I don't know. And, yeah, I was just thinking about that. I was like, do I really even want to do what I want to do in college? Do I even want to do forensics? I don't even know. I don't even think I'm like that. I don't, whatever. Moving on. So then, after that, I went to announcements, and this was so funny, but so messed up. There was this guy that was, like, telling a story about, like, how his, like, dad, like, him and his dad, like, had a bad relationship because his dad took drugs or something. He was like, I'm never gonna forgive my dad and all this stuff. And then he ended up forgiving his dad, and my friend next to me was humming Daddy Issues by the freaking Neighborhood, and it made me laugh so hard because she didn't even realize she was doing it. I was like, that's Daddy Issues by the Neighborhood. And she's like, oh yeah, it is. And I was like, this is a really bad time to hum that. And she's like, oh my god, I didn't even need to. I was like, yeah, it's okay. So then I went to math. And my math class, I've already said this, but it's full of kids with ADHD. And, like, they're just stupid. And it's like, there's, like, this, I don't know if you know. Well, you've met me, so you know. There's a stereotype for kids with ADHD that, like, everyone's, like, really stupid that has ADHD, because usually when you have ADHD, it's followed by, like, a lot of, learning disabilities, I guess, like, dyslexia and, ADD, I guess, and, what's the other one? OCD, and, like, yeah, all that stuff. So, like, my school basically cram-packed all of us, off the dumb ones, into one class. And so my poor teacher is like, this is literally the most worst class I've ever had. And we're like, yeah, sorry. But I love my teacher so much. She's, like, my most favorite teacher of all time, I think. And there was this problem that I got wrong on my quiz. And I was like, oh, this is so stupid. Why did you even put this on the quiz? Like, you tricked me. And she's like, well, you need to read the instructions. I didn't trick you. And I was like, well, I can't read. And then she started laughing at me. And then the whole class started laughing at me. And I was like, I really can't read, guys. Like, I can't. And then my friend, like, had to take the quiz that I already took because she, like, was absent. And then, like, she came to the classroom to ask a question. And then one of my friends, like, answered it for her, which you're, duh, it's cheating, you're not supposed to do that. But my friend answered it wrong. And instead of my teacher getting mad, she just, like, laughed and was like, well, she's wrong, so don't put that answer. So, that was funny. And then what class did I have? Oh, I had study hall, which is, like, my off period. I've explained this. But, I did my PowerPoint. And it was talking about cowboys. And I was thinking the whole time, I was like, the Discord would flame me if they knew that I was learning about cowboys in history. Now you know. Now you're gonna make fun of me. Whatever. And I didn't really, I was, like, kind of alone during study hall, because, like, I don't know where my friends went, but whatever. And then I went to lunch late, because my friend is on quarantine, and I still ate with my friends, but there's my specific friend I want to eat lunch with, and he's not even there. Sad face. It's okay. After that, oh my god, the hottest woman in the world is texting me. That's so hot. Moving on. What class did I have next? Oh, physics. Wait, right? Yeah. Right? Physics. Right? Yeah. So then I went to physics, and it was so funny. You're gonna hate me for saying this. But I turned in my homework late. But he was like, oh, it's okay, because he made me redo that homework, because my partner, I don't know if I said this in the last one, I had to redo that homework because my partner for that lab was, didn't help me. It was like a two-person project, so I was doing it all by myself, and I guess my teacher realized that, and he's like, yeah, you can turn it in, and I'll give you a better grade. And I was like, okay. So I ended up getting, like, a good grade instead of failing it, which was good. But after I turned that in, we were, like, talking, and we talked about, like, celebrities that we've met before, and I don't think I've ever said this, but Bertram from Jesse, like, the butler, like, hey, Jesse, I've met him. Yeah, I literally met him in New York City, like, 2 years ago. It was so litty. I also have met, I've seen Ross Lynch in the Bahamas and his whole family. Those are, like, the only two celebrities that I've ever met. And we were just talking about, like, funny celebrities that we've met. And, because my physics teacher went to, like, some college, and he was like, yeah, it's an art school, and, like, these people, and he, like, listed it, went there, and I was like, oh, that's crazy, I've seen some of those people, and, like, yeah. And so, then we had, like, nothing to do that whole class period, so we watched this video about a loop-de-loop, like, you know, like, on, like, Hot Wheels, when, like, it goes through the loop, and, like, oh my god, I'll say that after the story, but it goes through the loop-de-loop, and then you're like, yay, they, like, went through, well, it was, like, a guy doing it in real life, and it was, like, all British people talking, and my friend, he's like, can you pause the video, and my physics teacher's like, yeah, why, and he's like, can I just say that I hate British people, and I was like, I can't join in, because I like a girl with British a lot, and I think it's cute, I can't say anything. So he was like, and he's white, so my physics teacher was like, you do realize that, like, your ancestors probably were from the UK, and he was like, no, I'm Greek, and it was really funny, and then they just kept, like, making fun of British accents. I was like, guys, stop. No. But then I had last class of the day, which I got a walk. And a walk means that the teacher has decided not to do anything for that class and you can go home. But I had practice. So instead of going home hours early, I have to stay at school for another hour. But I didn't actually stay at school. Me and my friend... Oh my god, another hot girl. I mean, not another. No, no, I didn't mean that. I got a second notification from you. Sorry. Jeez. Wait, hold on. Wait. Oh, shoot, it's a lot. Wait, hold on. Wait. You're making fun of me for having a stroke in the last podcast. What the heck? Hold on, I have to explain. Hold on, give me a moment. Oh. So I can just say my thought process out loud. Like, me calling you hot in front of people is different because, like, I say... Wait, I can't spell. I say that all the time. You know? But, like, with you, I'd be like, OMG, she's so cute. This emoji. OMG, I love woman. Sorry. Like that. Not like hot. You know. Yeah. And you said, you know what I mean. Exactly. And he didn't even sleep for this. I need to cut this out. Whatever. I literally like you so much that I would speak for 30 minutes. That's not minutes. You're literally hearing me type out what I'm trying to say to you. Anyway, I have to exit out of the chat because you're distracting me from my podcast. Oh, yeah. So, I left school with one of my friends, and we went to go to Starbucks. And then Starbucks was closed because of COVID, so whatever that means. So, then we went to a gas station, but there was a car flipped over at the gas station. We're like, literally, what? And then I saw a car on fire, and I was like, that's so hot. Literally. And then, what did I get at... Oh, I got Goldfish, but I hate Goldfish. I mean, I don't hate Goldfish. Like, it's good, but I was like, I don't want Goldfish. And then I got Orange Gatorade. And apparently, you don't know what Gatorade is, but it's like... It's not an energy drink, it's just like, whatever. Hold on, I'm pausing. I have to respond to this woman. You're making fun of me for saying I miss you. Shut up, literally. Okay, anyway. So then, I went to practice. Oh, this is the whole main point of the podcast. And I'm gonna get... This is not serious. And I wish you were here so that we could have this conversation. Because it's so interesting. But, like, it's not really interesting. It's just, like, my thought process. So you're gonna enter the mind of me. Oh, my alarm's going off again. Hold on. I need to turn off my lamp. Because we're getting serious. And... Serious in the dark is just, it hits different. You know what else hits different in the dark? If you were in my room with me in the dark. Oh my god, I can't even. It's fine. I'm not getting sad. Okay, anyway, so basically my friend who took me to get me food and then paid for it, so nice, she has a boyfriend, okay? A boyfriend of 1.5 months, almost 2, and they're really cute together, I guess, but, like, they don't really do much. Like, they go on little tiny dates, like, oh, let's go get something to eat, and, like, all this stuff, okay? So, to keep this in mind, they're both my age, they're both 17, and so, they, like, they text and they, like, they text a lot, but whatever. Where am I going with this? Oh, yeah. Basically, they haven't, I'm gonna give you the rundown. Okay, you ready for this tea? This high school drama? Ready? They haven't kissed. They haven't held hands. They've barely hugged. Like, none of that. Okay? And this girl... literally told me yesterday, she was like, or, well, today, but, like, yesterday for tomorrow, she was like, I said I was in love with him, and I was like, okay, I was like, you said that to him? And she's like, yeah, and I was like, why? And she was like, because I'm in love with him, and I was like, after a month and a half? And she's like, yes, and I was like, okay. And she's like, is that bad? And I was like, that's just kind of fast. And she's like, yeah, well, like, we haven't kissed or anything, but, like, I'm in love with him. Like, literally, like, what if you kissed him and then you realized you're lesbian? What are you gonna do? And she's like, well, like, And I was like, no, there's no, well, like, and, like, this is coming from someone. Ugh, I was thinking about this in the car, because, whatever, I have to bring up something, and then shoot it back down, but then I bring it back up again. Coming from someone who dated someone that lived in New York for, like, 2 years, yes, I didn't meet him, okay, but yes, yes, I loved him, okay, but, like, I feel like there's, obviously, there's, like, different ways when it comes to, like, a relationship like that, I guess, and I was just, like, I was, like, I can't believe you said that, and she was, like, well, is it bad? I was, like, no, it's not bad, but, like, you know what I'm trying to say here? Like, so then I was, like, on my way home, I was, like, there's this debate in my head where it's, like, when is it too soon to say I love you to someone? But not, like, oh, like, drive safe, love you. No, I mean, like, I'm literally madly in love with you. Like, when is it too early to say that? You know? Like, just thinking about it. So weird. It's so weird saying I love you. Like, and, like, no, just, like, thinking about it. Because, like, it's weird. It, like, gives me this, like, weird feeling when I say I love you to people. Because, like, even, like, just friends. Because, like, my, this is, like, sad. This sounds so sappy. But, like, it's true. Like, my parents don't say I love you to me. Okay? Like, that's just, it doesn't bother me. My parents are not affectionate at all. My parents don't hug me. My parents don't, like, say I love you. Okay? My parents feed me. That's about it. That's how they show their affection towards me. Okay? Yeah. But, like, me, like, in a relationship, I'm, like, such an affectionate person. Like, I'm the mushiest person ever. And I wasn't before, until I met you. Like, what? Oh, also, not saying we're in a relationship or anything. I'm just saying, like, oh my god, I'm so embarrassing. I'm cutting this out. No, I can't. I don't know how. No, that's not what I meant. But, like, no, this is so awkward. I didn't mean it like that. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. There's something about you that makes me really mushy. And it's, like, weird. It's crazy. I've never acted like this towards anyone in my life. Oh my god. Okay, moving on. But anyway, they're, like, so cringe towards each other. Like, my friend and her boyfriend. It's like, bro, literally shut up. Like, oh my god. And they, like, went stargazing, apparently. And she said that the words she said to him was, I think I'm falling in love with you. And he said, I think I'm falling in love with you, too. Which is, like, that's so wholesome. But the fact that you guys have been talking for, like, 3 weeks kinda is weird. But, I don't know. I mean, their relationship is basically, like, lesbians that just moved in together and got a cat. Like, I don't know. That's my take on it. You know what I'm saying? So, that was the conversation I had with my friend. Moving on to our next topic of discussion. Softball practice. Literally peed my pants. Not even laughing. Not even, what? Not even kidding. I literally laughed so hard that I almost peed my pants. Like, I'm pretty sure I did. But whatever. I don't know what was so freaking funny. But, oh, I was, like, in my other friend's car, and we were talking about, like, past relationships that we've had, and, like, cringe moments, and it was, like, really funny, and she's, like, talking about this, like, guy that she dated at my school who's, like, known for being, like, really stupid. He's friends with the Trump supporter guy that went to the Capitol, but this guy's not really a Trump supporter. Hold on, I have to text and see if my girlfriend messaged me. She did. Not girlfriend. You know what I mean? Oh my god, hold on. Anyways, so, I also just want to, before I get on to my softball story, I just want to say, if we ever FaceTimed at night, I literally will not shut up. Also, just a little side note, this is really random, and I know you're going to hear this, don't even repeat it back to me, just keep it in your head. I don't even want to say it out loud, but, because I feel like you're going to make fun of me. Okay, fine, I'll say it. I miss... I miss...
is hearing you say the B word, but not bitch, not that, the other B word, like the cute B word, you know what I'm saying? I miss hearing you say it. And I was thinking about it today, and like my heart rate like spiked, because I was like thinking like about the first time that you said it, and I was like, oh my god. And then like walkie-talkie combos, and I was like, I miss that. But I know I'm annoying. Like, no. Now you're gonna be like, no. No, I mean, like I know, because it'd be bad, because if I did call you on the walkie-talkie at night, then I would never shut up. Obviously, I'm talking for like 30 minutes straight. Anyway, I really need to do homework. But I don't want to. I want to keep talking to you, but you're not even here. You're just listening to me right now. And right now is tomorrow. Oh, I have a 3-day weekend this weekend. I don't have school on Monday. I think I have to go back to the dentist, though. That's not fun. Also, what else? Oh, if I do go to the dentist on Monday, I have to get numbed, and it's going to be in both sides of my mouth, and I'm going to be talking weird. That'll be fun. There were so many things I wanted to tell you about today, and I was, like, thinking about them, and I was like, oh, I need to talk about this tonight. I need to talk about this tonight. Now I'm thinking about it, I don't even remember what I wanted to talk about. What did I want to talk about? Oh, yeah! Why I almost peed my pants in softball. Okay. So today, we were, like, working on, like, sliding, which is, like, you, like, dive on the ground to catch a ball. Okay. So my friend, like, completely missed the ball, but, like, fell face first into the ground. It was the funniest thing I've ever watched in my life. And then we did this other drill where it's, like, this is so hard to explain to, like, someone. Well, I don't know. I mean, you know what? Baseball is, like, the same thing. Anyway, when you're running to the fence and you're trying to catch a ball, like, you have to stick out your hand and make sure you don't run into the fence. Because 2 years ago, my best friend, one of my best friends, Amelia, literally ran over, completely tumbled over the fence, and broke her collarbone. It was the funniest thing I've ever witnessed. We made a whole, literally, like, edit of it where it's like, in the arms of the angels, after she, like, flips over the fence. I can show you that video if you want to see it, because it's so funny and it makes me cry from laughter. Moving on. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So basically, you have to touch your hand to the fence and make sure that you just don't run over it. But, like, there was, like, we would, like, have to, like, yell, like, oh, fence, to, like, make sure that you don't hit the fence, because you can't, like, turn your face away from the ball, so you're, like, not looking towards the fence, so you could hit it at any second. But if you yell fence, then the other player's gonna be like, okay, let me touch the fence and make sure I don't fall over the edge. But anyway, we couldn't do it because we were laughing so hard, and I literally fell on the ground because I was laughing so hard. It was like, oh my gosh, I haven't laughed that hard in so long. And I don't even know what was funny. There's absolutely nothing funny. Oh, I made a really mean joke. And it was so funny that it made my coach laugh. But basically, you're not going to understand what I'm saying. But I'll just explain it for my sake. Because I think it's really funny and I'm going to end up laughing again. But basically, my friend Elizabeth is like such a Snapchat catfish. Like, it looks nothing like how she does on Snapchat, and she knows it too. We make fun of her for it all the time. And she sends streaks, like, 24/7 of just, like, randomly throughout the day of just, like, her face. I'm gonna start doing that to you. Just kidding. But she's, like, streaks. And so she's benched, which means, like, she doesn't play because she's bad. Okay? And she knows this. And, like, all of us, like, it's, like, a joke, and, like, she jokes about it, too, so it's, like, fine to make fun of it. Okay, so, and, oh, shit, that's my mom. Okay, in America, when you, like, you know, in America, if you don't call it a starter, I don't know what else you'd call it, but if you're, like, a starting player, that means you play at the beginning of the game, towards the end of the game, you're called a starting player, a starter, okay, so I'm making fun of her, and she, like, made a catch, and I was like, oh, my name's Elizabeth, starting streaks, because she's, like, starting on the softball team, and it was really funny, and now I'm explaining it, it's not funny, whatever, okay, oh, that's so embarrassing. Man. Okay, whatever. I'm switching topics to something that you'll understand. Dude, if you don't respond to me in the next 3 minutes, I'm literally gonna cry. I literally. Do you even understand how much I like you? Do you even fathom how much I like you? It's ridiculous. It's so, so dumb. Not dumb. No, I love it. But, like, it's so dumb. Like, why are you. The picture. Oh my god. The picture that you sent me today. There's two pictures you sent me today. No, three. I have to go back and look. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Wait. It was like seven. Oh my god. Record. I literally. This is so embarrassing. I'm gonna admit it. Whenever I'm at school and I'm like, I don't know what to do, I literally just go back in my camera roll and look at pictures of you. Is that weird? That's so weird. Why did I say that? I can't crop this out. What? Like, it's true. Oh my god, that's so weird. Whatever. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Now I'm sitting here contemplating life. Okay, it's fine. But, like, I go back and look. And then I get sad. Because then I'm like, ugh, I just want to sit and talk to her. And then I'm at school and I can't. And it's so sucky. I just want to see you. I just want to hear your voice. So dumb. Don't they understand? I'm trying. Okay, whoa. Slow down there. I'm not even gonna say it. Oh my god. You know, I really want to get back into anime. Why am I thinking about that? I don't know. But I really do. I don't know anime I would watch now. I kind of just want to watch SAO just for the fun of it. But I don't wanna want to. I want to watch SAO with you. But like. I want you to be here when I'm watching it. I wouldn't even watch the show. I would just look at you the whole time. You know, this is really good. Because I can express how I feel. And I don't even have to get the emotion. Or I don't even have to get mad when you respond to me on Discord. And also, I don't even get to say anyways or never mind. So you should like this too. I like it because you can't respond. Because you responding makes me even more anxious than it would when you're not. I don't even know what I'm saying. Can you tell how tired I am? I'm so tired. I need a nap. I want to go to bed. Why can't you be here? Ian. I literally, all I want is to just lay on the bed and have my arms around you and just sleep. But I can't. So sucky. I want that so bad. It's so simple, too. It's not even like stuff. I'm about to fall asleep. Oh my god. Okay. I have to set up. Oh my god. I'm so tired. But. See. I told you. Every time I think about you, I get this like wave of like. I don't even know what it is. But if I'm thinking about it at night, it makes me super tired. Because I'm like, yeah, I want that. And then I think about that. And I'm like, yeah, that's lit. And it's like. Then when I think about you in the morning, it makes me happy. Then it makes me not in a bad mood. So, yeah. I miss you. Wait, did you text me back? This is literally how my day goes. I'm like, I miss her. Did she text me? I miss her. Did she text me? I miss her. Did she text me? No. I swear to God, if you're asleep. I'm glad that some of this is making you laugh, because I feel like I'm not entertaining at all. I don't know. That Jake Paul dream really scared me this morning. It didn't scare me. I don't want to date Jake Paul. Jake Paul's kind of hot. you didn't hear from me. I mean, he's not hot. His personality is not hot. But, you know what I'm saying? I really hope I get COVID. Because I just want to stay home. Do you know how good it would be for me just to stay home with you? I mean, you're not the only reason why I want to stay. Well, that sounds so bad. Oh my god, will I ever stop overthinking what I'm saying? I didn't mean it like that. I mean, like, duh, I want to stay home because, like, it'd be lit to stay home and, like, be with you, duh. But, like, I could sleep in, I could take naps during the day, and I don't have to go to softball. Isn't that so fun? I want that so bad. I can't wait for freaking Joe Biden to be president. It would send me back in the lockdown. One of these days, I'm going to fall asleep on the podcast. You know what? No, I'm not going to say it. I'm not ready to say that. Oh, my God. So, when are you... I can't say it. I'm not going to say it. I'm too nervous. But anyway. You know, I just... Man. I don't even want to get mushy, man. I do miss your voice, though. Just saying. Sometimes... No. Stop. I need to, like, watch a VOD tonight or something. Because, like, I don't know. I told you every time I get super tired, I get so mushy. Why? Why even is that? Why do I get so, like, what's the word before I fall asleep? Dude, I'm literally about to fall asleep. Okay, I can't do this. I can't. I don't want to stop talking. Every time I... No, stop. I'm not being mushy. I'm changing the subject. What can I talk about? I don't even know. What else happened today? Oh, yeah. So... I was talking about one of my friends named Sterling, and she has, like, she, like, calls herself Sterling, but Sterling isn't her name, but Sterling is, like, a guy or a girl name, and what I was talking about, I didn't remember what the name was, but then the word I was looking for was gender-neutral name, but when, like, I said, I was like, yeah, it's like, you can go for, like, either gender. And then my friend goes, yeah, it's ambidextrous. That, no, first of all, that's not the word. But okay. Oh, and then my Spanish teacher, no, she's not Spanish. Well, I took Spanish last year. I was in her class last year. And she was like, Abigail, like, you're one of my favorite students. I was like, oh, really? And she's like, yeah, sometimes I feel bad for you. I was like, why? She's like, because you're really bad at math. And I'm like, how do you know I'm bad at math? And she's like, because you come into my classroom after lunch just to sit in here, and I see your homework, and, like, she was laughing at me. And I was like, I'm not that bad at math. I mean, yeah, I am. But, like, I don't know why I'm bad at math. I think it's really because when I moved schools, I was put in a math that was 2 years above what I'm supposed to be taking, and I don't know what I'm doing in it, and I can't go back down because then I'll be with people that aren't in my grade. It's really sad. Also, I can't figure out what science I want to take next year. I don't know if I want to take chemistry again, or if I want to take, astronomy, or... biology again, or there's like an engineering class, but I'm not good at engineering, not engineering, but like math. And there's field ecology, which is lit because you get to go to like a pond and catch fish. It's like a blow off class, because, and like no one does it because like you don't get like any, like, I don't know. I'm sorry.
told you this makes me tired. I want a hug. Where's my cat? Oh, right next to me. This is literally the best present I've ever been given. I'm not even exaggerating. I love him so much. I still need to figure out what I'm doing about your present. Also, you're reserved for Valentine's Day. Just a reminder. And, that'd be lit. Candlelit dinner on Discord, by the way. I'll make it in Minecraft. Minecraft Valentine's Day. Oh my god. What the heck? Why are you so hot? So ridiculous. I'm literally gonna. Oh my god. I need. Okay. Okay. We're gonna end this now. Because I'm so tired. Okay. Yeah. I'm about to fall asleep. What time even is it? I feel like I've been talking for like 3 hours. 11:15. I still have time to study. I didn't study at all. It's okay. Okay. I'm leaving now. I'm so tired. Good night, Heather. Maybe I can use it back. But okay. Why am I so clingy? Shut up. Oh my god. Whatever. Bye, Heather. Where's my phone? Good night.